is Sportsline on BAL.
Welcome back to this very special edition of Sportsline on 1090 AM WBAL. Brett Hollander, and we're joined tonight by Mike Gathigan, the current director of communications for the Maryland Jockey Club and the former PR director of your Baltimore CFL Stallions. And right now we are joined by the former owner of that club, Mr. Jim Spiros. And Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Good evening.
Good evening. And if you could take us back those many years ago, those 15-plus years ago, and buying this ball club and bring it to Baltimore, and just take us through that process.
Well, again, it was 18 years ago, and how time flies. But as Mike remembers, we were, we got the nod in late 93, December 1st. I was in a meeting in Winnipeg to be able to give us the right, and I put up the money to go ahead and get a franchise for Baltimore. But that didn't mean we had the team. What's ironic about the whole thing is I hired Don Matthews on December 29th. I remember before I even had the team, I made the commitment and guaranteed a contract. So I was taking risk before we ever even got the team. But on February 17th in 1994, we were officially awarded the team. But we had many negotiations going on in December. I felt very confident that Mayor Schmoke was going to be able to deliver the lease for Memorial Stadium. That was the only obstacle, because the Canadian Football League had approved me as an owner. And as soon as they did that on December 1st, I got together with Tom Matty, and we started our process. We hired Don Matthews, and between December 29th and February 17th, we had a lot of wheels were in motion. But it was a very exciting time in my life, and again, as they say, the rest is history. But we had a tremendous 2-year run there, and I also would like to congratulate Don Matthews. I know he said Don will be on the show tonight. He in September of 2011 was inducted into the Canadian Football League Hall of Fame, and all-time winning coach in the CFL. So it's great. We had a great coach. We had a great staff. We had a great team. So it was something I'll never forget. And to this day, I still run into people all over. Whether it's Washington D.C., Maryland, I run into a lot of Stallion fans to this day.
Jim, it's Mike Gathigan. How are you, sir?
Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. Obviously, the winning the Grey Cup in '95 had to be the best of times. But can you talk about some of the other favorite moments during the 2-year stretch?
Well, I think something. I mean, that first year. I mean, as you remember, we had to fight for the name, and I remember how passionate John Steadman, and I remember meeting with him in my office, and thinking that not only did I have to get a team started, which, again, many people were very, skeptical whether or not we were going to be able to have a team in Baltimore, and whether or not we'd be successful. And it was, the rules were different. So, on top of everything, Mike, we had to, accomplish in 1994 to get the team on the field, hiring coaches, getting the stadium renovated. All these things were going on. I mean, we had enough to do, as you know. Mm-hmm. And what happened was, well, all of a sudden we had this, right before we were about to kick the football off, 4 days before we're going to, start our first game, the National Football League threw an injunction. And next thing I know, I'm in Indianapolis fighting for the name, to keep the Colts name. And I remember going to Indianapolis, showing up with a gentleman named George Pappas from Venable, and there was 13 attorneys in the courtroom there in Indianapolis. So, Mike, I think that was something I'll never forget, but I don't regret it one bit, because I think, it was one of the smartest things we did to just stand up and fight for the name. It gave us a lot of recognition. We were not allowed to use the official name Baltimore Colts, but we used the name Baltimore CFL Colts. And if you ask me, one of the most memorable things I remember about that season, when the team used to run on the field, the announcer, the PA announcer would go, "Here comes your Baltimore," and the crowd would scream Colts, which was tremendous. So, I mean, there was a lot of great moments, but things like that, something I didn't plan for was having to fight for a name. But, probably for me, as I look back now, and the times that we had in Baltimore, it's just the players and the people that were involved were probably the most memorable things I always take from that experience.
And the logo and the colors were so cool. And someone mentioned earlier, when you think about it, it's pretty close. I don't know if this is a known fact or not, but the Denver Broncos took something very similar to what you had developed logo-wise.
I think Jim made some money off of that, didn't you,
Jim? Yeah, well, there's there's some things we don't always like to talk about, but yeah, they were, I mean, that's almost an identical logo that they took from us. And unfortunately, the CFL didn't want to protect it, so they were able to move in and use a logo, and you know, good luck to them. But that was it's still to this day, I thought it was a tremendous logo.
But Jim, you talked about when the NFL slapped the injunction on us, and we were in Shreveport that night to play a preseason game, and we were allowed to be called the CFL Colts that day. And then, like, what, 4 or 5 days later, we had a home game, and Brett had a caller earlier that said, you know, we had to magic marker out the name Colts on the souvenir magazine. Do you remember that day?
No, I do remember that name. And thank God we had a lot of interns, because I remember we had all the programs, and we were frantically moving, you know, mm-hmm. hours before the game, because the judge had said that if I didn't follow the injunction, that I could actually be put in prison. I'll be put in.
We'd have got a lot of coverage on that too, though.
Yeah, we did. So that was. So I was just making sure that, you know, we had shirts and memorabilia. I remember E.J. Narcisse was running around making sure that we had all the shirts pulled. And remember, if you remember, the field was painted already.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So we had to go ahead and we had to get Joby out there, and he's in there getting the penny. You know, I tell you, and Mike, I'll let everybody know, I'm in the process of writing a book. It's taken a little longer than I wanted to, but I am in the process of writing a book of those years. And, I remember all these things like they were yesterday, but it was, you know, what we were able to accomplish and the things we had to overcome. I mean, to start a football team in 3 months, we actually had to put a whole football team together, get them on the field and play a game. And then the success we had was tremendous. I mean, and the fans, the way they took to the team, I mean, that's something no one could ever predict. Even a perfect storm, you couldn't predict all those things that were going to happen. And, you know, fortunately, we put a winner on the field, and we had great fan support. And even though those were two short years, I'll never forget those years, and it was certainly a great run.
Jim Spiros, the Stallions owner, is joining us here on WBAL. And finally, Jim, what are you doing now with your life, and what have you done since?
Well, actually, I've been in technology for a number of years. I've been the chairman and CEO of three publicly traded companies, and proud of those companies. Have all done well. I've got I also got five restaurants called Velocity Five in Northern Virginia that are doing well, and I'm also I've got a few golf courses. So I've stayed busy with my life. I've flirted with thought of possibly getting back into sports, and you know, last year I got involved with helping the Norfolk team down in Norfolk, Virginia, with the UFL venture, but decided not to. There was no ownership position available for me at that time. So, but I'm proud to say that I'm going to a lot of colleges. I have a daughter right now at Ohio University watching football up there, and I have a son that's a starting center. My son Jimmy's the starting center at University of Richmond playing football.
Wow.
So, very happy, and have another son involved with sports himself, Justin. So I stay pretty busy. I keep myself busy.
Well, very cool stuff. Jim Spiros, the former owner of your Baltimore Stallions. Jim, we really appreciate it. Let's do this again soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And, Mike, nice talking with you.
Absolutely, Jim. Take care.
All right, when we come back,